Yo, this is 3flexion, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
Thank you. right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name is Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM, and we're doing a swing show tonight. Yeah, a little bit of swing, sort of some of it right from the 1930s and 40s, some a little bit more modern swing, but altogether just a good swing show. And what better way to start us off than with that? Illinois Jackhead and the song called Jet Propulsion, a song written by him. Interesting because he finishes with 50 high C's, which is actually reminiscent of what Louis Armstrong did some 20 years earlier with his version of West End Blues. All right. Coming up next, we're going to keep it going. We're going to hear this time from a recording. As I said, some of it's going to be newer swing, some of it's going to be old swing. This is a recording that comes from 1958. I believe, maybe 57. CBS Music presented The Sound of Jazz, which was a series that showcased the artists and songs of the swing era and brought together a host of, really a who's who of the swing era together. This group that we're going to hear is actually led by Henry Red Allen, the great trumpet player from New Orleans. He played for many years, actually, with Louis Armstrong. And it's an all-star cast, including Coleman Hawkins on the tenor saxophone. So here now from The Sound of Jazz, Henry Red Allen and Rosetta, right here on 52nd Street.
In my heart, dear, there's no one but you. You told me that you love me, you'd never leave me for somebody new. You made my whole life a dream. I prayed that you'd make it come true. Wow, Rosetta, my Rosetta, please say I am the one dear for you. Carry on. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
What an incredible player he is. That was Oscar Peterson with How About You. Before that, Henry Rhett Allen on the trumpet, leading a group of all-stars, including Coleman Hawkins on the tenor saxophone, and their version of the jazz classic Rosetta. Coming up next, we're going to keep it live, of course, if you've just joined us. We are listening to, a swing show? Yeah, we'll call that. So we're listening to a show where we are playing swing music tonight, and we are continuing on now. We're going to go backwards, start talking about we're kind of jumping back and forth in about a 20-year span in time between the 1930s and 1950s. All songs either inspired by swing or based on featuring great swing musicians. And now we're going to go backwards in time and feature something from Count Basie. This is an early and original recording. It's actually both sides of an original 78. The first side is called Part 1. The second side is called Part 2. It's from 1940 and features Count Basie and his orchestra. With an interesting band, but it includes Lester Young and Buddy Tate on the tenor saxophone, Freddie Green on guitar, Al Killian on trumpet, Buck Clayton, Harry Edison, Count Basie, of course, Dickie Wells, and Dan Minor on trombones. And they are getting together to play both sides of the 78 from 1940, The World is Mad, Part 1, and Part 2, all right here on 52nd Street.
Thank you.
Think of that. We played two in a row. We started off with Count Basie and The World is Mad, Part 1 and Part 2, featuring a great solo by Lester Young. And then after that, we heard Harry James. Should have told you before who that was. Wonder how many of you out there actually got a chance to guess that. That one features Willie Smith on the alto saxophone and the song called Moton Swing. Sort of a tie-in to Count Basie, of course, who had taken over Benny Moten's band in Kansas City and then gained national prominence. Moten's band itself was a very well-respected regional band that was really the envy of Kansas City. He actually died having a tonsillectomy during surgery, and Count Basie took over the band and turned it into Count Basie Band, and of course had many decades of success thereafter. So coming up next, we're going to go back to some good old instrumentalist types. We're going to start with Chu Berry, the great tenor saxophone player, along with Roy Eldridge, and an address on the street for which this show is named. 52nd Street between 5th and 6th Avenues in New York City is the home of jazz. It used to be a place during the 1940s where there was a series of clubs. In fact, it's a place where bebop really developed. And you could go up and down 52nd Street, and there's a series of jazz clubs, and be able to play. And one of them was on 46 West 52. And that's what we're going to hear from Chu Berry after that. Art Tatum and then Artie Shaw. But let's start off with an address for the show. 46 West 52, right here on 52nd Street. Thank you. Those are fun songs, weren't they? We did three in a row there. They went fast. 46 West 52. I have to look at what address that was. One of the clubs, of course. Chewberry with Roy Eldridge. After that, Art Tatum with Hallelujah. And playing Art Tatum the way Art Tatum can. Incredible. Absolutely phenomenal, actually. And then Artie Shaw with Summit Ridge Drive, which actually was where he lived in Beverly Hills. So, I... yeah, sort of, I guess, regardless of the era, if you're doing well in music, it's a pretty good life. So Summit Ridge Drive, of course, is in Beverly Hills, and they named the song after the address. But I just like the Gramercy 5 sessions because they use the harpsichord. It's just an interesting use of a different instrument. And just I just kind of like the idea, right, of that you've been playing with sort of a big band for a while and you want to do something different. And he just, instead of doing the small band the way everybody else did, he brings this totally different sound and has some fun with it. All right, coming up next, we're going to do... Let's do this one. We're going to do Coleman Hawkins. Why, you ask? Because everybody loves Coleman Hawkins, don't they? Coleman Hawkins, 1944, just towards the end of the recording band. And they go into the studio. It's himself, Eddie Haywood on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. And they record a version of The Man I Love, the standard song written by the Gershwins. And for 2 minutes, no Coleman Hawkins. And then he comes in and plays one of the best solos, one of the best recordings he made in his career. So here now, without further ado, Coleman Hawkins and The Man That I Love. Thank you. What did you think of that? We just threw in a little bonus track. So we started off with Coleman Hawkins and The Man I Love from 1944, actually recorded December of 1943. I think one of his best recordings by far. Beautiful, beautiful solo. Incredible the way he puts that together. He never touches the melody, but yet it's not far away, and that's the beauty of his playing. After that, we heard from Duke Ellington with Happy Birthday, Duke. Happy Go Lucky Local before it got changed and became Night Train. And finishing off with Cat Anderson at the end. And you heard Duke Ellington prompting him, one more, give it one more try. He used to say of Cat Anderson, the high note specialist on trumpet, that, well, he hits about 50% of the notes. And you heard a couple of misses there and you heard a couple of hits, but he was pretty high up there. Cat Anderson with Duke Ellington and Happy Go Lucky Local. And then Tiny Grimes on guitar, leading a little group off of 52nd Street that actually includes Ike Quebec and the song called Tiny's Exercise. I always just kind of like that song, just generally speaking. All right, coming up next, believe it or not, it's our last track of the evening. We're going to end tonight with a Canadian. He's born in Toronto, moved to New York at the age of 10, and became a star in the big bands. In fact, played with Bunny Berrigan's band, and likely that's where he picked up his version of this song that we're going to end tonight with, which is I Can't Get Started. So here is Georgie Auld with I Can't Get Started to finish us off tonight. Until next week, next Sunday night at 8, this is Jay saying take it easy. Don't forget to support your local jazz scene. Thanks so much for listening and have a great week.
UMFM 101.5 broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, the Hiawak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.
Warning, the program you are listening to is completely un- Please listen at your discretion.
I'm on a new level, something's got me feeling like I could be inflammable.